This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, some more tidbits I want to tell you about, and then we'll grab some calls early today. First of all, Ocasio-Cortez says nobody's heartbroken at the prospect of losing private health insurance. Can you imagine how dumb and ignorant the average Democrat is? She said nobody's heartbroken if they lose their private health insurance if Medicare for All were to be implemented. Her comments reported on Bloomberg today. AOC was asked about warnings from Joe Biden on Medicare for All and says nobody's heartbroken at the idea of losing private insurance. People like their health care. They like their doctor, but I'd be interested in what the public polling on Aetna would look like, Kapoor tweeted. Earlier this week, Bernie Sanders estimated Medicare for All would cost up to $40 trillion. Sanders also said he would raise taxes, including for the middle class, to pay for Medicare for All, and there will be pain in the transition to a single-payer system. Oh, my God. Former Vice President Joe Biden's health care plan, released on Monday, does not go as far as Medicare for All. His proposal includes a public option to buy into a Medicare-like plan. It wouldn't eliminate private health insurance. It would lead to the end of private health insurance, trust me. So it really doesn't matter whether in the beginning it doesn't lead to the elimination. Eventually, all insurance would be cheaper if you buy it through the government, so everybody would leave their... What if you knew it was $2,000 a month to buy through Aetna? And you knew it was $500 a month to buy through the government, highly subsidized insurance, because you're killing taxpayers and charging much higher taxes in order to subsidize it. So therefore, you can get it for $500 or $2,000. Would you keep paying $2,000? Of course not. You'll go to the government option. Everyone will. And then private health insurance all goes out of business. That's the end of private health insurance. More Rasmussen polls I want to tell you about. Roughly 50% of voters, 5-0, say racist charges against Trump are politically motivated. 50%. So here's the deal you should know about. 47% of all voters think Trump is a racist, but that's down from 50% 18 months ago. So that means after Trump's tweet, "Get out of my country," he's 3 points better among people who think he's a racist. And a near majority of voters, 49%, now disagree and say the president's opponents and critics are accusing him of racism only for political gain. That number was 43% 18 months ago. So he's gone up 6 points since the tweet. 6% more people think it's about politics when they charge you with racism. And then Trump, about his tweets, tells the AOC squad to leave the country. And he says many people agree with me. He did an interview with a reporter, and I agree with him 100%. He says, if they're not happy with the United States, if they're doing nothing but criticizing us all the time, we just hit the highest stock market in history. Manufacturing numbers are in. These are great business people. They employ many people. They're having their best year they've ever had. So they're hiring more people than they've ever had. More people are making a good living than they've ever had. We just hit 27,000 plus on the Dow. It's the highest stock market has ever been. You have to go by the election. The market started going up the day after I won. This is Trump talking. You know, they like to add to all this tremendous gain on Wall Street. They like to try and give it to Obama. Fact is, if I would have lost, the stock market would crash. If these people I watch in those debates ever got their hands on the U.S. government and the U.S. economy, 401ks, the values of your company, everything else that we talk about we're so proud of, it's all down the tubes. People lose all their money. They'll lose their wealth. You'll have a crash like you've never seen before, and I know what I'm talking about. Trump's exactly right. Can you imagine if you put the country in charge of Maxine Waters, the economy in charge of Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib and AOC? People who actually think it doesn't matter if you lose your private health insurance. Amazing. More big news, good news. Federal prosecutors won't bring charges in the Trump campaign finance probe. Can you imagine how much money they must have spent to investigate Trump and how many pit bull Democratic prosecutors they had? And just like the Mueller case, they found nothing. Absolutely nothing. Other big news, Trump says a U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. So we're even now. They got one of ours. We got one of theirs. And finally, Ilhan Omar, you'd think she'd put her head down, right? You'd think she'd want to be a little bit undercover with everything going on, especially considering everyone is starting to conclude she married her brother and committed immigration fraud. You'd think she'd shut up and hide below the radar. Today she introduced a resolution defending a boycott of Israel, and she compared that boycott of Israel to boycotts of Nazi Germany, the Soviet Union, and the apartheid era South Africa. So she's saying slavery and murder and death and torture are the same as the way Israel treats Palestinians. You'd think she'd be hiding. By the way, in 2015 at a rally, she's so upset that Trump said get out of the country. She referred to Somalia as our nation back home. Our nation back home, Somalia. And here's Powerline. They say Ilhan Omar received asylum under a false name and married her brother. Do I know this to be true? No. It's the same reason I never commented on Obama's birth certificate. I'm not a birth certificate expert. I cannot tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt it's his. And I believe it. And I can't tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt it's not his. And he was born in Kenya. I have no idea. I'm not a birther. Or a birth certificate expert or anything like that. So I just don't get involved in the issue, never have. As a matter of fact, I've always gone out of my way to say, you know what, let's just assume he's telling the truth, even though there are doubts, but let's assume he's telling the truth. He was born in Hawaii. What do I care? He's still a communist, and he still was a bad guy, and he still was never seen at Columbia University. I believe that's where the real scandal is. He was my classmate at Columbia University, and I knew everyone in the political science and pre-law departments, and I never knew him, never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Don't know a single person who ever met him. Something's wrong. I don't know if it's the birth certificate. I know it's Columbia University. So I stay out of it. I don't know if Ilhan Omar married her brother, but it looks like she did. I never actually said it looked like Obama's birth certificate was false. I never said that. I don't know. I know nothing about birth certificates, and I'm not a birther. But I'll tell you what, he still tried to destroy the United States of America, and I still despise the man. And in Ilhan Omar's case, it does appear to me, from all the reading I've done, with very smart conservative journalists who have done the gritty, nitty-gritty dirt, you know, looking under every rock and every pile and making sure they have their I's and T's crossed and dotted, it looks like she did, in fact, commit immigration fraud and tax fraud and marry her brother. So she's lecturing us, and she was married to her brother. Okay, it's pretty funny. Let's grab some calls early today. Richard in New York on line one. Richard, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good.
One of the effects of illegal immigration never mentioned is on property owners suffering property tax foreclosures, which run into an estimated tens of thousands a year.
Tell me what you mean, because I don't understand that, Richard. Why are property owners losing their property because of illegal immigration? Go ahead. Floor is yours.
In New York State, federal and state mandates like welfare, Medicaid, early intervention services, probation.
Drive up property taxes.
Yes. Those taxes, all of those things drive up the taxes. And citizens that have worked a lifetime to own a home and have a financial downfall can lose those homes for a fraction of the value, as low as 4%, in order to support others, including illegal immigrants. And we have no idea how many of those collecting those benefits are immigrants, because we're not allowed to ask them if they're citizens.
Right.
It's a 96% fine, which is against the Eighth Amendment. The Eighth Amendment says, nor excessive fines imposed. So, on top of that,
I get it. Listen, it's good that you brought this up, Richard, because I've always talked about the fact that illegal immigration raises all of our taxes. I never thought about the fact it raises property taxes, and therefore people lose their homes. Illegal immigration results in highways crumbling and infrastructure failing. It could result in a dam collapsing in Southern California. I remember the dam almost broke in Northern California about a year and a half ago, and it almost almost broke because they spent all their money on illegals instead of on fixing their damn dams. Their damn dams. And so there's another good point. And don't forget, it's ruining our schools, it's ruining our hospitals, and it's just adding on to the national debt. The national debt keeps piling up because you spend so much money on illegal aliens. So it's got a thousand bad outcomes and no good outcomes. None. None. Because illegal aliens don't become contributing great citizens. Legal aliens become contributing great citizens, in my opinion. Show me someone, you know, comes here legally and pays the money to be a legal citizen and comes here looking for a job, not welfare. I'll show you a great contributor to the American dream and living the American dream. Show me someone who comes here illegally, doesn't speak English, has no skills, has lived in poverty their whole lives. They're going to live in poverty their whole life in America and cost us money from cradle to grave. But now, that's a good point by Richard. You could lose your house because of it. Thank you, Richard. Let's take Jim in Ohio, line two. All right, just take him real quick. Let's find out what Jim wants to talk about. Hey, Jim, you're on with Wayne Rudin. Not much time, so go fast.
Okay, no problem. I'm a retired serviceman,
okay.
And I tell you what, I don't like what's going on at the immigration because you know what? They're draining our money for one thing. They're using our schools. They're using our Costco situation. And, you know, when it gets right down to it, I'm sick of hearing about the immigration.
Yeah.
The wall would work if they put the wall up. I don't understand how American people don't understand this. And
I don't know,
they don't understand.
Jim, you know the story I tell, and we're heading out for a break real quick. I appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you for the call. Thank you for helping the American people understand. But I've written many columns on the fact that the wall works fabulous around the Vatican. And walls work around prisons, don't they? And walls work around rich politicians' houses. And the wall in Israel works the best ever. They used to have massive terrorist attacks and massive illegal immigration in Israel. And it cut both to zero. Zero. There's nobody getting by the wall anymore with armed guards on the other side. Wayne Allyn, raw and unfiltered. Newsmax TV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, way down the route. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, live and unfiltered. Raw and unfiltered. Raw and uncensored. It's kind of all the above. You know, it's beautiful. Nobody tells me what to say on Newsmax TV or USA Radio. That's great stuff. And I've got no script, and I've got no teleprompter, and I've got no staff running around feeding me columns and articles. I pick them myself. It's just like, you know what the number one most successful website of all time is? That's a small site. Drudge Report. Drudge Report gets billions of views a month. Tens of billions of views a month. Drudge Report is the monster of the entire web news industry. And Drudge Report's run by three people, including one of them is Matt Drudge. He picks his own stories. He's got a touch for picking stories. So do I. So I pick all my own stories for the show, and I put them in order. You don't get this on the evening news. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, or even Fox News. You don't get anything like this in any other channel or any other station or any other show. I pick the articles, and the articles I pick are the news you need to hear and you want to hear. All right. My Doctor Suggests, by the way, is what you need to hear about. They're the sponsor of this segment of the show. Get a pen out. Take this phone number down. You can't buy their products in stores. They sell alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. It's amazing stuff. Miraculous stuff. And it's good for a whole variety of ailments. And you got to call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, and get 20% off. They've been great for me, and the two biggest issues for me, well, number one was hoarse voice. I've never lost a minute on the air. And number two is colds. I used to get colds. I don't get a cold anymore. Not in 3.5 years I've been using their lozenges. brain fog is gone. Never wake up in the morning foggy, laser-like right away. And leaky gut syndrome. I used to eat and be tired right away, fatigued, because the food leaks into your body and you get tired. And it doesn't happen anymore, all because of my doctor suggests. 866-660-9868. And ask them for the free book, The Silver Miracle, Why Silver is the Greatest Tool for Restoring and Protecting Health Ever Discovered by Science. The Silver Miracle. Great stuff. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Dwayne in Michigan on line two. Dwayne, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's Dwayne for Wayne. I like it.
Let's talk about the businessman, the poor businessman.
Okay.
Trump with six bankruptcies. He couldn't run a casino. He couldn't run a casino where they literally come in and hand you money. He bankrupt a casino.
You really believe
this,
right? His
daddy gave him $400 million.
You really believe this? You really believe this?
His daddy gave him $400 million, and he squandered it all. Do I believe it? It's proven.
Yeah.
Unlike you,
go ahead, Dwayne.
Found stuff that you have no proof of. There's proof of this.
Bye, Dwayne. Have a nice life. So here's the answer for Dwayne on national TV. I've started, I don't know, 50 businesses in my life, and probably 40 of them have failed, and 10 have worked, and I'm a multimillionaire. 40 failed, 10 worked, multimillionaire. Trump has had not six failures. I have a new book coming out about Trump. I think he's had 26 failures, if I remember correctly. But he's had like 48 successes, and he's a multi-billionaire. So I'm not complaining, Dwayne, about failing. He's failed, so have I. You know who doesn't fail? Government employees never fail. If you don't put up your own money and the government gives you unlimited money and you get a safe salary and you can never be fired, school teachers don't have any record of failure on their record. But every businessman in America has a record of failure because we have to pay taxes, and taxes kill you. And so do payroll taxes and property taxes and income taxes and state income taxes and sales taxes. It never ends. And you know what other thing we have? A little pesky thing that ruins everything for us in business? We've got freaking employees. You know, I got a buddy who made millions of business. He said, there's only one bad thing about business, employees. They're the biggest pain in the butt in the world. All they ever do is complain. They don't work hard enough. Well, that's not always true. There's some good employees out there. But you got to find them. So don't lie to me and tell me Trump failed because you could show a failure or two. And by the way, even bigger lie, Trump may have failed 26 times. I will say, if you have 10 restaurants and 9 fail, and one of them becomes the biggest hit in New York, you're worth $100 million. Who cares about the 9 failures? It's only a moron who'd actually believe that failing in business makes you a bad person. As long as you succeed with 1 out of every 3, you're a hit. And you had the balls, the cojones, to take the risk while all the other people in the world sit back and accept a government job with a safe salary and a pension and tenure. Don't give me that crap. And the worst part of all saying is casinos failed. Every casino in the entire Atlantic City failed. Atlantic City died. It had nothing to do with Donald Trump. So stop lying. He's one of the most successful men who ever lived. You're a loser and you're jealous. Bye-bye.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says U.S. forces shot down an Iranian drone. that was flying too close to the USS Boxer in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone, which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards.
President Trump is disavowing chance of sender back. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the president tried to stop the chanters quickly.
He didn't let the chant go on very long. He was very stoic and he kept on driving his message home. He didn't let the crowd slow him down all that long.
Talking with reporters at the White House on Thursday, the president says he disagrees with the sentiment that was expressed by some in the crowd at his rally in North Carolina on Wednesday. And your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 3 points. The S&P was up 11. The NASDAQ 22. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
This is
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sam Landis of the Landis Tax Group, my personal tax lawyer, and I give my personal testimonial and endorsement. Obama came after me with everything he had. He sicked the IRS on me, tried to destroy me, and by the way, we know that. That's not a guess. We know that because all the records of the IRS were subpoenaed by Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, and they were forced to turn them over, all my personal IRS records. And they showed that it was an absolute targeting and persecution based on my conservative political views and the fact that I was on Fox News in those days nonstop as a guest criticizing President Obama. And so he used the IRS to try and destroy me, and I had the weight of the whole U.S. government on me, the boot of the IRS and the IRS on my neck. And I hired the right guy. Sam Landis is my knight in shining armor. He saved me, and until now, the services of a top tax lawyer like Sam Landis in Beverly Hills, who's represented movie stars and politicians and rock stars and actors and actresses and you name it, superstars. Someone like that was unaffordable to the average person. I asked him if he could make himself available to average people that watch my show, average Trump voters who watch my show that have an IRS problem or a tax problem or tax question. And Sam Landis made it happen. He formed the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services. And you never speak with a salesperson or a pitch person. It's just a lawyer you're going to talk to. You start with a free consultation with an attorney who will tell you what their advice is and whether they can help you, how quick it'll be. They only charge you $190 a month if you hire them. But you start with a free consultation. You don't hire anybody. And then it's $190 a month. So 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-934-3578, or WeHelpYou.com. Give Sam Landis a call. We've got our guest here. I don't have guests too often on my TV show on Newsmax TV, but Doug Papa is an exception because I have so many people who stopped me yesterday at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. 2,500 people from all over the United States come in for that event. I was the opening speaker. Kevin Sorbo, the actor, great friend of mine, opening ceremony speaker. Then we had Stephen Moore, great friend of mine, the president's chief economic advisor. He was in the opening ceremonies. Herman Cain, great friend of mine, was in the opening ceremonies. Isn't that funny how I know all these people so well? I mean, really well. Kevin Sorbo and I are going to lunch tomorrow. One of the biggest actors in America. He was Hercules, and I think it was 12 years in a row. His shows were number one syndicated show in the world. Guy's amazing. And he's a conservative in Hollywood and a Christian in Hollywood. Great people. But so many people came up to me after my opening speech to thank me and say what a great speech it was. And then they said, the reason we like you is because you are the only guy who talks about the Vegas massacre and doesn't drink the Kool-Aid. We know it wasn't what it appeared to be. Something's wrong. The reports were bad. There's something wrong. Now, I never said I know what's wrong. I'm just telling you, everything appears wrong in the way the FBI and the police have reported this thing and what have they told us. And my main source for seeing all the problems with this Vegas massacre has been Doug Papa, who's an investigative journalist with the Baltimore Post-Examiner. He has written more detailed, in-depth stories about the Vegas massacre than anyone in the United States of America. And it is a sin that you have to go to Baltimore to find an ex-cop who wrote about the Vegas massacre more times, more in-depth, more detailed than anyone in Vegas ever wrote about it. And I'd say in the whole country, there's only two guys that have written much about it, Wayne Root and Doug Papa. So you're my man, Doug, in Baltimore, who knows more about the Vegas massacre than anybody in Vegas. I thought I'd bring you on the Newsmax TV show to talk a little bit about some recent news. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thank you for having me back tonight. I just want to mention something real quick so people know. I've been a Clark County resident in Nevada for 25 years. I write the Baltimore Post-Examiner. I'm based in Las Vegas. A lot of people think I'm back east.
Well, I didn't even know that. I thought you were in Baltimore. I honestly didn't know you were in Vegas. Okay. You and I are going to have to get lunch one of these days. I did not know you were local. Let's do it. All right. So here's the updated news. The Las Vegas Metro Police Department released its October 1st after-action report last week. After-action report. And you found quite a few things in it that were eye-opening, that something's wrong. And you felt it was so bad, and the way the police responded to the Vegas massacre was so bad, none of this has made the news, that you really believe that the police commissioner, basically. He's the sheriff of Las Vegas, but it's like the police commissioner of New York here. We call him the sheriff. Should be impeached. Do you believe he should be forced out of office? What did Joe Lombardo do so bad? What did the police do so wrong that the average person has not heard of from CNN or MSNBC or Fox News? None of them have covered this. What went wrong with the police and the Vegas massacre?
Everything went wrong if you read their after-action review. And the reason why, I have another story coming out tomorrow at the Baltimore Post-Examiner. It's a follow-up to the one I did last week. It's an in-depth analysis of the review. But what they did was, and, you know, the American public is sick and tired every time we have a tragedy in this country, whether it was 9/11, the Boston active shooter incidences, and the police come out, the people who we pay to protect us, whether it's the police, the FBI, whatever it is, and they start making excuses for why the incident happened. And it's no difference in this case. This is just, in my opinion, it's a CYA as to what we did wrong before, the night of October 1st and what we learned from October 1st that hopefully they won't do wrong in the future. But the
problem, and let's make sure people know CYA means cover your ass, right? That's what CYA means. And that's right, what you're looking to do, cover your butt, basically, is what you're saying. Everybody wants to cover their butt, yeah.
That's exactly right. And the problem with that is this. They had 15 years, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and every sheriff since October, since 9/11 had all this time to put training materials and training scenarios in place.
Right.
Yes, to prepare for it. And they
for
actually
a terrorist type attack, yes.
They actually had it. I know, because I was part of the casino industry for almost 20 years, and I saw this stuff, and I was going through some of these scenarios and stuff. They had the training. So what happens on the night of October 1st, everything goes into chaos. And they even say in their report that leadership, supervisors, did not know what was expected on that night. And one of the most things that I heard, I just couldn't believe, is that they said they didn't have a policy for a mass casualty incident the night of October 1st in place.
Let me make sure everybody understands. This is not you, Doug Papa, journalist and ex-law enforcement, conjecturing or guessing or making up your own opinion. This was actually in the police's report that they had no plan in place for a terrorist type of attack. Is that correct?
Wayne, I know it sounds incredible. I'm going to read exactly this one sentence from their report under the mass casualty incident plan. This is from Joe Lombardo's after-action review. At the time of this incident, meaning October 1st, 2017, policy was not in place specifically for a mass casualty incident response. How can that be freaking possible after all these years in this country with the stuff we had? Then they say, this is not me talking, Wayne. They say here, quote, it was clear from interviews. In other words, he did interviews after this to do this review. It was clear from interviews not all levels of leadership knew what was expected of them. So in other words, it's saying is some of the supervisors that night, the leaders, the commanders, did not know what was expected of them when everything was hitting the fan at night. You know, and thank God there were cops out there that used common sense in their training and got together and did what they have to do, because this was a mess. And another thing, if I can, before we get to a break, I want to say something. Okay, this is very important. This is my story tomorrow, okay? The October 1st Route 91 Music Festival was not the first time that occurred. The first inaugural Route 91 Festival happened in October of 2014. Joe Lombardo, who's now sheriff, ran for sheriff in 2014 when he was the assistant sheriff. Why am I bringing this up? Because October of 2014, the first inaugural event, 2 years prior, the FBI, the SWAT team, and Metro commanders, they had a training seminar at the old Sahara Hotel. It was closed because it was being renovated to open it to the SLS.
Yes.
And what they did was, is they put a mannequin in one of the high-rise towers of the old Sahara Hotel, it was like a sniper from an elevated position.
Portray a sniper,
right.
Yes.
And a counter sniper from the FBI hovering over the strip in a helicopter, one shot, took it out. Now, that's a training scenario they had. In other words, they knew that that was a threat from a high rise as possible. Now, 2 years later, they have the inaugural Route 91 Festival. And nobody said, hey, we attended this training seminar. Look at the festival. It's surrounded by high rise towers. Maybe we should have some SWAT snipers standing by. They didn't do it then, but it gets worse. Because the month after the 2014, the first October Route 91 Festival, a month later in November, they had another incident.
Right,
and that
I remember.
Was actually inside one of the high-rise towers of the Mandalay Bay.
Yes, same hotel. A convicted
felon had in there. He had two 23 rifles, a bolt-action 308. He had silencers. And they went in the room, and when the maid went in and saw it, one of the rifles was pointing, you know, it was open. It was pointed out the window, like down towards the strip.
Yes.
Well, they had that. Now, that was a month after the first music festival.
Right, so they had to be prepared for this, and they weren't. But I want to get some more stuff before we run out of time. You broke a story, first of all, that one of the SWAT officers was walking out of Paddock's room, the shooter of the Vegas massacre, Stephen Paddock, walking out of his room, and the SWAT officer actually says, "What's Route 91? Is it a nightclub in Mandalay Bay?" Now, hear the music. We're going to finish this when we get back in the next segment. But I want to hear your take on what this could possibly mean. That means the officers in Las Vegas had no idea that there was a festival with 30,000 people, 25,000, 30,000 people in it. They were completely unprepared, not just for a terrorist attack, but even that it existed, that there was even a festival and something could have happened, and they rushed to it. They don't even know what Route 91 is. How could you be that unprepared? We'll get back to that in a second with Doug Papa of the Baltimore Post-Examiner, investigative reporter, former military police veteran, former law enforcement veteran, former casino veteran, the only guy who's been hard-hitting on this case. All the other media has dropped the ball. Doug Papa, we'll be back in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, uncensored, live. It's Thursday. And you know what that means? Tomorrow's Friday. Tomorrow's Friday and my birthday Saturday. I finally get a nice birthday weekend. Got a big party planned at my home on over the weekend. And all the friends and family, they're all coming out. It's going to be a great time had by all. Today, I rush from this show to an evening with Candace Owens. That's what the event is called, an evening with Candace Owens. And I'm the MC, Master of Ceremonies, host, opening speaker, introducer of Candace, all of it. Me and Candace on stage. It's kind of interesting because she's Blexit, Black Exit from the Democratic Party. I'm Jexit, Jewish Exit from the Democratic Party. We're both fighting for similar things. So it's going to be kind of an interesting evening, Blexit and Jexit on the same stage. And then tomorrow morning, the big debate at Freedom Fest with me and Candace Owens, just by chance, again, as a tag team against two liberals who believe in open borders and no wall. And we're going to make mincemeat out of them. They're going to wish they never met me and Candace, let me tell you. That's going to be, sparks going to fly. It's going to be the debate of the year. By the way, this segment is sponsored by Dr. Joseph Williams at VacationRestoration.com. It's very simple. If you have thinning hair, if you have balding hair, if you have a totally bald head, this guy's amazing. He's an artist. I've known him 18 years. We've been best friends 18 years. Our sons are best friends. And so I hang out with him, and he shows me the before and after pictures. He makes people who are balding or bald look like they got the thickest head of hair in the entire world. He's the most amazing artist you've ever seen. He's the world's best medical hair restoration surgeon, in my opinion. And the proof is, he's a pioneer in his field. He's one of only 200 doctors in the world with the designation Diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery. He's got offices in Vegas and Reno. If you live in Vegas or Reno, and you're watching the show or listening to the show, he's right in your backyard. Call him. But if you live anywhere else in the United States or anywhere else in the world, people fly in from all over the world. Kings, celebrities, businessmen who are billionaires, even a sitting president with a Secret Service detail. They fly in to see this guy, and he does their hair, and they come out looking younger and more youthful and feeling great again, and he provides a free vacation in Las Vegas. So fly in and check it out, vacationrestoration.com, or call him at 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. Free consultation, doesn't cost you a penny. You have no risk in this thing. Find out what it'll cost and what it'll entail to get the hair of your life. This guy's amazing. The main man of Vegas, Dr. Joseph Williams. Thanks, Joe, for sponsoring the show. All right, we got Doug Papa on the line, U.S. military veteran, former law enforcement officer, Baltimore Post Examiner, investigative reporter, and the number one guy in the country, in my opinion, at going after this Vegas massacre and digging deep down. We have not gotten the truth, and this guy's amazing. He led me to figuring out that there was a cowardly police officer, and him and I both wrote about it. His name was Cordell Hendricks, and we wrote about the fact that he stood on one floor beneath the shooter, heard the boom, 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 knew cops were being killed, knew people were or under fire, excuse me, and people were being killed, or cops could have been being killed, and he did nothing. And he was a coward, it appeared, just like the guy in Florida who got fired. And guess what happened now? I wrote about it, and Doug Papa wrote about it. He inspired me to write about it. And about a year after we wrote about it, they fired him just the other day. With no circumstance and pomp, no talk about it, no high profile, they quietly fired the cop. So here's the deal, Doug. Tell me how bad it really was when you read this report, the police response to the worst mass killing in America's history.
It was pretty bad. When you read that report, it says that, and it was pretty bad. And what's sad about it is they basically saying is because of the death of 58 people and 500 people getting wounded by gunshots, we've now learned our lesson, and things may be better in the future if something happens. When all along, they should have had the SWAT snipers in place at Route 91 4 years ago, right after that training scenario like I said I talked about earlier with the FBI, and they didn't have it. People got killed. But what's even worse than that, he says in here they had so many rifle, listen to this, rifle-slash-certified officers around the perimeter. Well, yeah, that's true. Rifle certified, but guess what? They didn't have the rifles with them. They were locked in a car, blocked half two blocks away, and had to run to the car. Because police officers told me Sheriff Joe Lombardo does not like the public perception of an officer with a quote-unquote assault rifle around them. So now, because the people were killed, now they change it. Now they have rifle-certified officers at open air venues. But it should never happen October 1st.
Doug, it was a learning experience. That's the way they see it. 58 people died, 500 shot, many of them crippled for life, and they call that a learning experience. It's interesting how politicians get away with this stuff, and police chiefs and sheriffs and police commissioners get away with this stuff. You know, I always love cops. I love the guys on the ground. But the leadership is so corrupt so often in this country. So many of them are corrupt, and so many of them are incompetent, and they get there because they're ass kissers, not because they were great super cops. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. It was a major communication breakdown, just like we were talking about earlier with the SWAT officer that night. He did not know what Route 91 was. He thought it was a nightclub inside the Mandalay Bay. I mean, how is that freaking possible that not the whole SWAT team knew what Route 91 was? And this was
hey,
after
Doug, we got to go. We got to go. You know how short these things are. We got to go. We'll have you back again soon. We had you on radio. Now we had you on TV. We'll have you for a follow-up after your new article comes out. Doug Papa, Baltimore Post Examiner. Go online, check it out. You've got a new article coming out tomorrow with all the disasters that went wrong at the Vegas massacre. I hope and pray we learn. I hope we pray and learn. I'm sorry, 50 plus people, 500 had to be injured, 50 killed, to learn some lessons, but let's hope we learned them. Wayne Allyn Root, we get to the truth here. Raw and unfiltered. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. See you tomorrow. God bless. I'm headed to the evening with Candace Owen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.